Breathe. Get the most from life. Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital, NHS Foundation Trust. The environment and your health. The aim. To look at how the weather affects people's health and the number of hospital admissions. To discuss the relationship between the weather and your lung condition. To understand the importance of looking at and understanding the weather forecast. And to learn different ways to keep yourself well at different times of the year. The weather and your symptoms. Changes in the weather can alter the severity of your chest symptoms. Keeping an eye on weather forecasts should be an important part of managing your condition. In the summer, high temperatures, pollution, pollen count, heat and humidity can affect your chest. In the winter, cold air can cause narrowing of airways and increased number of chest infections. Windy days can make you feel more short of breath. The weather forecast. Hot and cold weather alerts can be found on the Met Office website, but will also be mentioned on TV and radio weather forecasts. You can go to http://www.metoffice.gov.uk. Research shows strong links between cold weather and increased hospital admissions. A cold alert will be put out if the temperature is expected to go below 2 degrees for 48 hours or heavy snow and ice. Weather fronts. Keeping an eye on the weather fronts may be useful for people living with chronic respiratory disease. Depending where the weather front originates from will determine if it is high, medium or a low risk to patients in Liverpool. A northwesterly front is a low risk. A westerly front is a low risk. A southwesterly front is a medium risk. A northeasterly front is a high risk. An easterly front is a high risk. And a southeasterly front is again a high risk. Winter mortality. Increased hospital admissions due to severe chest infections. 18% of deaths in the UK during winter are thought to be preventable in the UK. Low-risk patients account for 70% of admissions. Cold weather can affect your chest for 10 to 12 days after, even if temperatures improve. This means that we need to be better prepared for extreme temperatures. How can I protect myself at home? Keep your house warm. Keep the bedroom at 18 degrees and keep your living room at 21 degrees. Close your curtains at dusk to keep heat in. Avoid blocking your radiators with furniture. Dust with a damp cloth or a wipe. Avoid aerosol sprays. And have a healthy home. How can I protect myself in winter? Wear several layers. This traps warm air better than one bulky layer. If you start to shiver when you're outside, keep moving or get back indoors. When indoors, try not to sit down for more than 1 hour. Get up and move around regularly. Reduce the number of trips you make outdoors when it is very cold. Certainly if it's less than 4 degrees. Take your blue inhaler 30 minutes before going out or planned activity. Wear non-slip footwear. Have regular warm meals and hot drinks. Hashtag Scarfy. In some people, when cold or damp air enters the airways, it can cause coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath and chest tightness. When you breathe through a scarf, it warms the air up. So all you need to do is wrap a scarf loosely over your nose and mouth to warm up the air before you breathe it in. Flare up during winter. Chest infections can be more severe during cold weather, and it may take longer for your chest to improve. It's important to closely monitor symptoms and seek help early. Feeling unwell? Don't delay. Take action. Other things that might help. Stop smoking. the most important thing you do to help your breathing, regardless of the weather. Ensure you do not run out of your medications, inhalers and rescue packs. Eat a good diet to boost your immune system and maintain a healthy weight. Drink plenty of fluid to keep hydrated. Tell your GP if you are feeling anxious or depressed, as this has an impact on your health. Being physically active can almost halve the risk of you having to go into hospital. And make sure you have your yearly flu injection. How can I protect myself in the summer? Observe forecasts for high temperatures, humidity and pollen counts. Wear loose cotton clothing and try to stay cool. Open windows regularly. Be mindful that outdoor pollutants and pollen are likely to enter the house. During a heatwave, avoid going out in between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Plan your day around this. Use a fan. Take cool showers and baths. Drink plenty of fluids to avoid dehydration. And keep inhalers out of direct sunlight. For further information about anything on this CD, visit www.thebreatheprogram.co.uk.